Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. To him alone who does great wonders, for his mercy endures forever. To him who by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endures forever. To him who laid out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endures forever. To him who made great lights, the stars, his mercy endures forever. To rule the day, the sun to rule the day, his mercy endures forever. And the moon and the stars to rule by night, for his mercy endures forever. To him who struck Egypt and their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever. Brought out Israel from among them, for his mercy endures forever. With a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. To him who divided the Red Sea in two, for his mercy endures forever, and made Israel pass through the midst of it, for his mercy endures forever. He overthrew Pharaoh by army in the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. To him who led his people through the wilderness, it's a big one, his mercy endures forever. To him who struck down great kings, his mercy endures forever, and slew famous kings, his mercy endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, his mercy endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, for his mercy endures forever. And gave their land as a heritage, for his mercy endures forever. A heritage to Israel, his servant, for his mercy endures forever. Who remembered us in our lowly state, amen, for his mercy endures forever, and rescued us from our enemies, for his mercy endures forever, who gives food to all flesh, for his mercy endures forever. And then finally, oh, give thanks to the God of heaven, for his mercy endures forever. Father, bless this message tonight, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. I remember one Sunday, particularly a hot day. I preached a little bit long one morning, and Paul came up to me and said, Dad, your message reminded me of the mercy of God. I said, really, Paul? That's great. Thanks for saying that. Yeah, it seemed to endure forever. No, Paul didn't say that. All right. So anyway, here is God. Here is the psalmist here. He's saying, you know, all these things, one thing after another. And there's almost like there's a rhythm, of course. There's repetition and a rhythm, and the theme being God's mercy doesn't stop. He continues to manifest his mercy, and the way he manifests his mercy is by doing great things on behalf of his people. We tend to look at mercy as, okay, God cutting us a break when we goof up. You know, we think of mercy that way. But mercy is much bigger than that. God's mercy is something that commands our thanksgiving. God's mercy is the constant abiding for us. In Romans chapter 8, if God is for us, who can be against us, right? So his mercy endures forever. It doesn't stop, you know. God will never stop being merciful to you and I. Isn't that good news? He'll never stop being merciful to you and I. So it starts and says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. You know, and then at the last, give thanks to the God of heaven. Then it talks about creation, his relationship with Israel, and then finally the Gentiles in 23, 24, you know, food to all flesh, 25. It's pretty amazing. It's quite a psalm, likely written by Moses. But it's really a great psalm. And, of course, being thankful to God on a day like today, in a time like the time we live in, is incredibly important, you know. We do have a great deal to be thankful for, you know. We can be thankful for the fact that God has really covered us, protected us during this time. We can be thankful for one another. We can be thankful for all the things God has given us in our life. But I think most importantly, the psalmist kind of ends with this toward the last few verses. He remembered us in our lowly state, you know. Think about where you and I belong, what we really deserve, and the fact that God hasn't poured that out on us, you know. He hasn't really given us what we deserve. And when I say that he hasn't given us what we deserve, I mean we deserve hell. You know, we deserve, really, because of all of us, we've all been selfish, we've all had our outbursts, we've all had our moments of self-gratification that have cost other people, you know. And so, you know, when we look at a psalm like this, his mercy keeps enduring forever. It's like this doesn't stop. God's mercy never quits because I'm still goofing up at times. And I am, and you are too. We're all goofing up at times. But his mercy endures forever. And so, as I was thinking about this tonight, there's a number of other verses we could look at. One of them in particular is in Psalm 97. And there's a couple things I want to draw out of this verse, Psalm 97, verse 12. Excuse me. Psalm 97, verse 12. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. Now, the word rejoice here is samach, S-A-M-A-C-H, and it means have a glad heart. Have a glad heart. And then give thanks, yada, Y-A-D-A, and it literally, the root word is related to a word that means to shoot or throw, to throw something or shoot arrows. Now, here's what I gather from this tonight. I can have a glad heart, and when my heart is glad, I'm going to shoot my arrows. Thanksgiving has a target. To have a thankful heart without saying thank you is like having a great meal and feeding no one. To have a thankful heart but to not express it is really not the intention of thanksgiving. His mercy endures forever. I'm going to try to connect this a little bit. That Psalm 136, he is shooting these arrows. He thinks about something and he shoots the arrow. He thinks about something and he shoots the arrow. He thinks about something and he shoots the arrow. Then he thinks about something else and he shoots another arrow. And he thinks about creation and shoots an arrow. And he thinks about the stars and shoots an arrow. And this is how we give thanksgiving. It's repetitive, targeted thanks. It's not just general, I'm grateful that I have stuff. Good, I mean, that's nice. I'm glad you're thankful that you have stuff. But I'm thankful that my mom loves me. I'm thankful that my kids are respectful. I'm thankful that my wife is amazing and happy and, you know, a good cook. And, you know, you could just go right on. I mean, you could just thank you. But it's specific. It's specific, targeted thanksgiving. I would challenge you to take 20 things and write them down tonight when you get home. I want you to write 20 things that you're thankful for and shoot them. And if it's a person, thank them. Tomorrow, make a phone call. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Grandma. Thanks, Uncle Ralph. Whoever. Where you can make a call and say thank you. Because that's what Thanksgiving is. It's the giving of thanks. It's not the receiving of food. You know, we celebrate with the food, but the real Thanksgiving happens from us. Everybody, you know what I mean? It's not just a day off. This is really a time to readjust and be targeted in my Thanksgiving. I'll tell you, once in a while, you know, I work at Generations. Every now and then, I'll thank my boss. I thank him for my job. I'll thank him for what he does. I'll thank him when he does a good meeting. I'll let him know. You know, I just thank the people around you, some of the folks who work with me. Every Friday, I go in and I say thank you. Just, it's a habit. I have thank you notes in my drawer, and I send them out every couple weeks to somebody. I just think, who can I thank? And I send a thank you note. Whether it's to the chief of police or the fire department, or you send a thank you to one of the account reps who did something for us, or someone in the community, or a friend, someone who did it, sent a nice, did it some gesture for you. Targeted, specific thanksgiving. Thank you. Thank you. This is literally a weapon. And not many people look at Thanksgiving as a weapon, but it really is. When I think about that verse on warfare, those passages on warfare, and I think, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and darkness, the rulers of this age, and spiritual hosts, and wicked places. I think Thanksgiving becomes a weapon that keeps our soul in the right posture. It keeps our mind in the right place, and it keeps our attitude from falling prey to atmospheric oppression and possibly other things. I think it helps create good mental health. I think it keeps us in a good space, if you want to call it that. And I think it also creates a great atmosphere around us for people we're involved with on any level to say thank you. Someone does something at home, thank you. Someone brings in a bunch of wood for the stove, thank you. Someone cooks a nice meal, thank you. Someone unloads the dishwasher, thank you. And I don't mean, oh, you did that thing. Thank you. Wow, somebody did something that benefits me. Who in the world am I that I'm just going to ignore what someone did for me that affects me? It also, maybe it affects them too, and it's good for them to do anyway. So what? If it affects me, then I'm going to look at that as an act of mercy. I'm going to look at that as something someone did that benefits me. Thank you. And I think one of the most important things we can do to counter what we've been dealing with for the last 237 days, however many days it's been, is to say thank you. It's to start being thankful and to start saying it. Targeted, meaningful, heartfelt, specific thanksgiving. That makes sense? The world needs thankful people right now. It really does. You know? And I'm not saying you need to agree with everything everyone's done, whether it's a political leader or whatever. You know what? That doesn't matter. What matters is this right here. My space. Being thankful around my peeps. The people in my life. You know, whether it's a teacher or a friend or somebody who did something nice or someone who you just saw do something good for somebody else. It's the immediate space that needs to be guarded, most importantly. Your immediate space is incredibly important, not just for you, but so that you'll honor God, who is worthy to receive your honor, and the people around you. You know, I'll tell you what. You got a marriage that's going sour or a job that's going south. Start flooding the airwaves with thanksgiving. Start flooding your home with thankfulness. Stop complaining. Stop being critical. Stop criticizing. Stop being suspicious. And start saying thank you out loud, targeted, specific thanksgiving. Watch the atmosphere change. Amen? Do that for 7 days in a row. 7 days in a row you do that. If it doesn't work, I'll give you your money back. But 7 days in a row of targeted, specific, meaningful thanks to everyone in the immediate area. Okay? Jesus said thank you to God all the time. I thank you, God. He gave thanks to the plan of redemption. There was a thank offering in Leviticus. And Luke records in Luke 22:19 that Jesus literally, his heart rejoiced. You know, here's a guy who, you know, say that in a respectful way. Here's our Savior going to the cross with a rejoicing heart. You know, because he knew God had designed this plan to redeem mankind, and he'd be part of it as the Son, and he gave thanks for that. Isn't that something? He'd have to pay a big price, but he still gave thanks. You know, he still gave thanks. So realize tonight the power of your tongue. As the psalm says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. And one of the great ways that your tongue can give life to people around you is by giving thanks. Turn off the darn news. Do me a favor. I said this to somebody that I love with all my heart. Will you please stop watching the news? Because you don't need to know everything everybody said, what's happening minute by minute. Because in this case, it's making this person nuts. It's putting this person in a very bad spot. Stop. And you know what? The subtlety of it, you don't even realize the subtlety of the constant overload of negativity. Half an hour news. 2 minutes of Bible study. Hour-long news show. Tucker Carlson. 5 minutes of prayer. You know. CNN. 2 minutes of reading your Bible in the morning. 5 minute devotional. You know, I mean, what do you, you know, listen. Garbage in, garbage out. Right? Guard your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Isn't that what your Bible says? Guard your heart. Guard your heart. You know, all these books and blog posts and stuff have been written about ridding your life of toxic people, right? Can I tell you something? There's some truth to that, because you don't want to surround yourself. You don't want to be surrounded by people who are toxic. But you know, you can also help those people by being thankful yourself. You may be able to turn some of those folks around if you start giving targeted thanksgiving. If you start having a counteraction of great positive faith, you know. I've told you this story before. It sounds corny, but once in a while, when Karen and I will be dealing with something in one way or another, I say, okay, 5 positive statements. Let me hear them right now. And it would start out, God is with me, you know. And then it turns into, God is going to do great things. And then it turns into, God is for me, who can be against me? And then it turns into, I believe God can do a miracle in this situation. And then it turns into God's going to do above and beyond all we could ever ask or think. Then you start getting into the scripture verses. I could go through the valley of the shadow of death and I'm not going to fear that evil. Why? Because God is with me. He's going to prepare a table for me right in the presence of my enemies. See, so what does that do when you start doing that back and forth with somebody? You know, rather than chewing each other's head off, give me five positive statements right now. Can we just say five things, please, to stop this conversation? Can we just have five great things? Yeah, I even did it. Great things. Can we just have five terrific things? Because sometimes people get negative, it's a disaster. You know? So, five, I can't even move my hands now. I did a little Trump thing there. I didn't realize I did it. Five, that's a bad thing to turn into. Five great things. Can we do five great things at home? Tell your husband when you get home tonight. Let me have five great things. Tell me five great things. You know what a great thing is? What's a great thing? Paul, what's a great thing? Tell me a great thing. Huh? Pasta is a great thing. Okay, we'll start with that. What else is a great thing? The Bible is a great thing. What are some great things that God has done? How about this one? He rose from the dead in 3 days. Dead guy rises. 3 days. And you say, you know, I'm going to rise. Romans 8:11. We've got, you know, 8,000 some odd promises in the Bible. 365 fear nots. Let's have some great things. Let's have some amazing, powerful, targeted Thanksgiving statements. Amen? Start tonight. Write down 20 things you're incredibly thankful for. And then a couple things tomorrow. Get up and call somebody and say thank you. Express your Thanksgiving in specifics and shoot those arrows, because it's really their weapons and they're important right now for you and for your world. Okay? Father, we thank you for this time tonight. We pray you bless our fellowship here. Thank you so much for folks that are here, our dear friends in the front building. And we miss them. It's almost like they're in another country. We just love them so much, God, and miss just the normalcy of gathering together and without having a space. Hopefully someday soon we'll be back to normal. In the meantime, Lord, we just pray you'd help us to be wise. Continue, God, to guide your people. And we pray. We pray, Lord, that you would let these messages that about Thanksgiving, things like this are very important. We pray, Lord, that they would stick. We'd learn them, we would implement them, and that we would enjoy the benefit of them. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.